Welcome back to the Maggie Don Show. I'm your guest host this afternoon. My name is Dan Schaefer. Thank you so much for joining us here. We've reached the final segment of the show, so I do want to let you know a couple things that we have coming up here on Civic Media. Tomorrow evening, we have special election night, special coverage. Todd Alba and yours truly will be on the desk here in Madison. We will have reporters around the state taking a look at all of the results and providing analysis that you won't find anywhere else. So listen to election night results tomorrow evening, Tuesday, April 1st, beginning at 8 p.m. for results in the statewide races for Wisconsin Supreme Court, Superintendent of Public Instruction, constitutional ballot questions, along with results from local referendum and municipal elections around the state. So tune in to your favorite Civic Media News Talk station or find us on the app. Go to the YouTube channel, join us on the stream. Lots of different ways you could join us tomorrow evening as we recombobulate on some election results in what is probably going to be a pretty discombobulating next 36 hours. What do you think, Angela? How are you feeling?
I was going to ask you how we were having a little bit of a discussion, maybe debate in the office of how long do we think it'll take until we get election results tomorrow night?
Yeah, this is, so I was thinking about this too, and, so much of it will depend on what turnout is in Milwaukee.
Yeah,
and because that's always the issue, because the Republicans refuse to, move forward with a bipartisan attempt to reform the process to allow for early vote.
And then get mad that there's these midnight ballot dumps.
And then get mad at the midnight ballot dumps, yes. I think I saw an interview with Paulina Gutierrez from the Milwaukee Elections Commission that said she expected something in around 11 or midnight, so it could be. Could be late again. And then, maybe not as late as it was for the presidential election, because I think this is part of it, too. And I think, presidential election turnout in Wisconsin was about 3.34 million people.
Yep.
Going back to 2 years ago when Janet Protasiewicz was elected in Wisconsin, turnout in that race was about 1.85 million people.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a pretty big gulf in between the number of people who show up for a presidential election and the number of people who show up in a special election, spring election, however you want to characterize it. Mm-hmm. We had Ari Berman on the show earlier, and he was talking about, how some of the turnout that he spent some time in Wisconsin for the last few days too. And he was saying that this feels more like a Senate election, like a midterm than maybe a spring election or something like that. So maybe we could, get turnout past 2 million or further, who knows. But I think that would suggest, I guess that's maybe the way to think of it, like a midterm, like what we saw with, a close race between Mandela Barnes and Ron Johnson or, Tony Evers and Scott Walker in 2018, whatever it might be. Those were some late calls as well. So, I'll be here on the airwaves and of course on Twitter.com breaking down some of the results there. So,
Having a conversation with the ambassadors today, and we were kind of trying to predict turnout, and we pulled up the numbers and we're like almost 3.4 in November. And then somebody was like, it's feeling like a presidential, like a step underneath the presidential. And I'm like, yeah, exactly. And I think what's interesting is this whole Elon Musk thing. I think that is driving people to turn out because they're upset. But we also know that there's folks on the other side that feel the need to come out in droves. And maybe they don't come out in traditional spring elections, but they came out in the presidential and they need to feel the need to back up their president. So I think it'll be really interesting what the turnout is going to be, because I do think that it has the capability of mobilizing both sides, honestly.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's we've talked about it on the over the last couple hours on the show here, that this is a referendum on Elon Musk. He's become the central figure in this race. And I think it is because he is playing such a prominent role in the Trump administration. This election is happening only 71 days after Trump's return to office. And the fact that he is by far the biggest donor, like there are big name donors on both sides.
Yes.
But I think Elon Musk has contributed, I think, more than 23 million. Mm-hmm. I would expect, once we get the final reports, that he's putting out a ton more. He wrote $2 million checks. Like, he's probably going to be spending north of 30 million once it's all said and done. And that is reaching people. Like the, you know, we know that last fall, Trump won with what we call the low propensity voters, and the people who don't necessarily always vote in every election. Those voters were traditionally more Democratic. Now they have been kind of shifting much more Republican in recent elections. So are those people who maybe don't vote in typical midterms or might not vote in their city council race or school board race or whatever, are they going to show up because they saw Elon, because they had, you know, one of the, you know, the field operatives that's been part of Elon's team, which I don't know if you guys have crossed paths with any of them in Milwaukee. I heard they were in Bayview. That was a little surprising. They sending Republican door knockers to Bayview in Milwaukee. That was a little surprising, but I think it's just in general, I think it's just so much activity. It's going to get into, you know, we have the feed for the Brewers game up for the home opener today.
Yeah.
And as it goes to commercial, every ad is a Schimmel ad or a Crawford ad or an attack ad from one of the super PACs. So,
yeah. How are you feeling? Cause I think a lot of folks, you know, all the oxygen is being sucked up by the state Supreme Court race, a little about, you know, DPI and Jill Underly, not as much, but I even think underneath that, people aren't always thinking about the fact that there's a constitutional amendment as well. And, you know, we as Block and a bunch of other organizations are encouraging people to vote no, but wondering how you think that's going to play out, because I think constitutional amendments, right, like they're always worded difficultly. They're not easy to understand. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, just to tie back to the very beginning of the show here, Todd Albo was on to talk about that amendment. We did a little bit of a crossover episode. I am against it. I don't like doing these constitutional amendments for anything that Republicans can't pass in a bipartisan way and shoving everything into this. I expect it to pass pretty easily. So I think that's where we are with it. Thank you, Angela, for joining us for the final segment of the show here. Thank you all for joining us throughout the broadcast. Thanks to Maggie Dawn for having me guest host this afternoon. And all of you, get out, get ready to vote. This is crunch time. Let's do it. Let's go. Let's do this, Wisconsin. Let's recombobulate. Be well. Okay.